I know it's not live, so I know I can make mistakes.
Yeah.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And today, this is a special broadcast. I'm at Anya on East Hastings Street, which is in the shared territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people. And I'm talking to Cheryl Robinson, who is acting executive director of Anya. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me at this space so early in the morning. Thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to me. This is a really special day of special programming for National Indigenous Peoples Day, June 21st, but we're recording it a week beforehand. It's nice to sit down and talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Look forward to just talking about Anya and letting the world know what we're doing here and telling our story better.
Cheers. Can you tell me a little bit about your position here at Anya and how you came to be involved here? Like, what initially sort of drew you to Anya?
Well, first off, I'll introduce myself. My name is Cheryl Robinson, and I'm the acting executive director here at Anya. I come from the Nishka and Statliam territories, so I'm Nishka and Statliam, and I have been working at Anya for about 6 years now. And what brought me to Anya was I always had a passion for youth work, and I always had a passion for helping people move forward and helping people break through barriers, and just a passion for helping. So it was a natural fit when I came here, and I was attracted to the organization because there were so many different programs going on. There's 20 programs. There was more than 20 programs when I first started, and I first started in one of our alternate schools, and I was managing that school, and then came into working here at head office. So I've stuck around the organization for the past 6 years, and just know that, you know, it's a great organization. The values and the morals that are being displayed here and the culture of the organization really helped me continue to do the work that speaks to my heart, which is working with people and working with youth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Actually, before we go forward anymore, I should probably introduce myself as well. Your introduction kind of reminded me of how important it is to meet with certain protocols. I'm Miles Black. I'm the music department manager at CITR. I've been working here for about 3 months.
Nice.
And I come from Gabriel Island, which is on Tsunamo territory. I guess I got attracted to Anya first because it's a youth center with a strong music program. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, I also went to a youth center on Gabriola. Mm-hmm. That had a Friday night jam, and that was a big part of like me actually starting to learn about music and to get involved in a community.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
Awesome. Thanks for coming, and thanks for being one of our amazing, awesome volunteers in our music program.
Oh, cheers. I really value my time spent here. It's been great. I've been coming here since November, and I find it really welcoming, really rewarding, and just a beautiful place to meet people and to give support.
For sure. Yeah, and we always love music jam nights, because even in our offices down the hall, we can hear the jam session happening. And for years now, you know, music has been happening here, and we'll be in our offices working, and we can hear kids making music and some really good music, and thinking, wow, like, I wish I could do that when I was that young, you know. So you know, that's a great place to sit at your office, and you can hear the creativity going on in the background. Mm-hmm. And just be able to know that what you're doing here makes a difference, you know, for the volunteers, for the kids, for the youth, for the staff. Like, just hearing that is like a testament.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What programs here are you most proud of? Like, are there any particular programs that you've worked more closely with, or that you just think are doing really well here?
Yeah, I obviously am all proud of all of our programs. Mm-hmm. But I think that Anya has so many different types of programs to attract youth to its organization, but I really want to pay close attention to our like what we call them is our gateway programs, our drop-in programs, that are programs where kids can just come when they want to, and they're more, you know, fun type programs. So our music program, our arts and culture studio, or our sports and rec program, those are programs where youth might just drop in, and they drop in for one session, and then maybe we start engaging with them, and then they start seeing other programs that they can attend, like maybe they would like to go to the health and wellness center and look at some of their health issues, or if they have health issues, or just want to be healthier. So I think, you know, what I'm saying here is that it's so important to have programs that are not as structured and that are fun and that have fun things to do for the youth to come and just explore and create, and maybe they start challenging themselves and do something different and access other programs that we're offering. You know, it's all about engagement, and it's all about the youth getting to know the staff and getting to know all the other services that we have here. So I think creativity is so important to be able to catch a youth's eye and, you know, be able to get them in the door.
That was something I noticed when I first got involved here that I had to kind of adjust to, was that I felt so formal coming here.
Yeah.
And I was so sort of self-conscious and wanted to be respectful. And that's important, of course, when you're getting involved in any new organization.
Yeah.
But I had to learn that this is primarily a space to where you're trying to attract youth that want to, like, give them a space to hang out, and a space that's sort of different from their home environment or their school environment. There really is a lot of value to, like, just having fun here.
Yeah. Totally. Like, I think that one of the biggest things that we tell all of our staff when they come into the positions, any position that they're in, is, so any program that they're running, is Anya's philosophy and Anya's ability and the way we work with youth, and the most important thing we're teaching our staff and our programs to do at the very front lines is, it's all about building relationships, it's all about engaging with the youth, and those things have to happen before any of the other work has to happen. So it's about getting to know the youth, it's about getting to spend time with them and do an activity with them. It's about creating those relationships and those bonds so that they know that they have a community here to be able to access support or resources or something fun to do, or maybe a snack or a bus ticket, you know, like, so we're a place where youth can come in and kind of feel like it's a safe place for them to call home, to call a place that they're doing some fun stuff, but also for them to gain resources if they would like to.
And there are a ton of resources here for kids to access. I was amazed at the how much great musical equipment is here.
Yeah.
There's like multiple, like, guitars and basses and keyboards and the full drum kit.
Yeah.
Everything you would want for, like, start a rock band.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and there's art supplies. There's a whole room of art supplies and crafts and there's just so much here to engage with. It's almost overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, I think knowing that we're an urban center and knowing that we work with young people who all have different types of interests and different levels of interest or creativity, having the ability to have a space that we can work with people wherever they're at, whatever level of skill of creativity they're at, or musical ability that they're at, or sports ability or athletic ability, like, that's really important to our programs, is to be able to work with all the youth. And, you know, we're not just this high level art studio, we're an art program here in the SAM space where anybody can come and work on their pieces, from people who are going to colleges and universities like Emily Carr to people who are just finishing high school or even still in high school. So I think that's the benefits of having this creative space open, is the youth can learn from each other too.
And there's a big focus here on youth empowerment. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, what does it mean to you to empower youth or to give them opportunities?
I think what we want to do here is, the overall vision of Anya is to create those opportunities for young people so that they can grow, so that they can learn, so that they can take themselves to places they might not have taken themselves before, to be able to challenge themselves to do things and achieve those dreams and achieve those goals that they want, that they've set for themselves. So I think having the ability, or having so many different types of programs here where we can engage with youth on whatever part of their life they want to look at, or whatever part of their life that they want to create more strength in or challenge themselves with. I think that that's so important to be able to have that ability to empower the youth to look at those things for themselves and see where, you know, how they can set goals from this out for themselves. And you know, it's so important for us to build them up so that they can achieve those things. I think everything from, you know, just having some safe adults and a community of staff here at Anya that will support them and help them in any way that they can is so important, especially in our urban setting when our youth aren't living in their communities anymore. They're having to call this their community, and we want to build this place as a place where they can come and, you know, kind of like a community center where they can come and gain those resources, you know, whichever resources they may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I think I'd like to take a little break for a moment, just to, we'll play a song or something.
Okay, for sure.
I like to step back a little bit from the interview and take a breath and see how we're doing.
Okay.
So we'll be right back with you. Cheers. Thanks.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakhlia, Talik Tin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
Destiny, I'm brand new. Adam dark and need to be released upon the earth to found my way around a verse. Oh, I calm nerves. My rehearsal is a product of wanting to talk words. My options were offered, but life is a long blur. Yeah, take my heart as a beat and I want snares. And you know that I'm a writer. When you see me, you say hope and say hello to status members and the brand new show. Listen, I've been to the end of my rope. Living, not giving a fuck of a choke. I feel like I'm feeling. I start to provoke every animal out of the jungle. Like old bananas at the show. So what you want from me is to keep the damage in control. Cause I'm brand new. I had to. I'm looking to making a change. It looks like I'm getting it strange. And that stag cruise. Brand new. Mama hoping.
My name's Danielle. I'm from Red Circle. And listen here, sweet thing. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Ow! Yeah. We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hi, we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Today we are broadcasting, well, this is a pre-recorded interview that we're broadcasting from Anya on the shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. And I'm here with Cheryl Robinson, the Acting Executive Director and Director of Youth Programs and Administration at Anya, the Urban Native Youth Association. So we were talking before the break about youth empowerment and the kind of environment that's set up here at Anya. Mm-hmm. And right when you get in the door, this is like a new thing. Mm-hmm. The steps leading up to like the head office and the upper level of Anya, is the steps are all painted with like positive self-image messages. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about like how that came to be? Like whose idea was that and what was the thinking behind it?
I think it was a shared idea between some of the directors here at Anya. We were talking about how do we make the space more welcoming. When you walk in, unfortunately, we have gates on the front door, so we wanted to kind of deter from that. We wanted to help make the space most welcoming as possible. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool to have some words on the stairs? And then the idea just flourished from there. And the messaging that's going up the stairs is some we learn from you, we honor you, we are proud of you. Yeah, different messages about what we think about people walking in, but also messages like you are important, you're strong, I can't remember the exact messaging right now, but it was really important for us to be able to have that positive messaging as soon as you walk in the door and you're walking up the steps. And it's just a really nice and welcome way to walk into a space and ground yourself and know that, you know, we're creating a place here that's that we're hoping that it's safe for youth, that they're coming to do the work that they need to while they're here, and just have the best place possible for them to walk in the door and feel welcome and safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's when I first saw it, it almost made me cry walking up the stairs, just because it's so positive.
Yeah.
And it is so welcoming. And one of the community agreements here that's really had an effect on me is no negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that a lot. Like I take it with me everywhere I go, because I hadn't noticed how much I do engage in negative self-talk without really realizing it, just casually. And having a message written on the wall about it here has really like continually reminded me to keep a check on that.
Yeah.
How has that affected you here too? Like, has that changed how you think about engaging with youth?
I think it's a great reminder just as you walk into the door, recentering yourself and regrounding yourself. But it also helps, like you're walking up the stairs and you're reading them, and even if you're not reading them, you're still walking up the stairs and you're still subliminally reading them, I think. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool, because those are great messages to see and to start your day or to walk into a space with. With the no negative self-talk community agreement, I think it's so important because, like you said, we all do it, and we all know that our greatest enemy can be ourselves a lot of the time, that keeps us from doing things or keeps us from challenging ourselves or keeps us from thinking we can do something or thinking we can conquer a mission or a mountain. And so I think that was really important in some of the community agreements that are here is, you know, and those community agreements are brought forward by the youth. So they know, too, that they don't want us in negative self-talk. And it's just really important that we create this positive energy and this positive vibe here that youth can come in and just know that it's always going to be like that. So consistently a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important. And Anya has sort of a lot of protocols and mandates under what you call a philosophy of care,
mm-hmm.
Which I find really beautiful. And one of the sort of tenets of that is something called two-eyed seeing,
mm-hmm.
Which is not something I was very familiar with when I first got involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about two-eyed seeing and what that means to you?
Yeah, what it means to me is that we're honoring and acknowledging our ancestral and cultural ways as types of healing as well, as types of ways to work with people. So two-eyed seeing, knowing that there's a Western way to approach things and there's also a cultural and traditional spiritual way to approach things. So the best example I can think of it as is in our health and wellness center, we have an elder who comes in and does brushing downs and works with our young people to provide them support. So we have a counselor as well, and we have an elder as well. So the ability to have a youth have the option to go see a counselor or the option to go get some spiritual cultural advice from an elder is ways we operate and the ways we look at being able to bring back those cultural and spiritual ways as strengths for us. So every program does it a little bit differently. They put culture into the programming and know that especially youth living in the urban setting don't have access to a lot of culture or their own community ways or their own traditions that they might practice back home. So we really work hard at being able to offer different types of things here, different types of learning, different types of healing, different types of, you know, everything from making a cedar hat to working with cedar to maybe going on a medicine walk to go pick sage. Just acknowledging that those are all ways and we work with youth and their opportunities that we're giving them that they might not have in this big, you know, concrete jungle. And that's so important to be able to have those opportunities. And the two-eyed seeing, I think, is just acknowledging that there's different ways that we work with people and that from a strength-based perspective, we're really highlighting and honoring our traditional cultural ways.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Another concept that I was asked to be very mindful of when I started getting involved here,
mm-hmm.
And everything about my sort of like induction into being a volunteer at Anya was very slow. I really like everything. I wanted to take my time with it.
Yeah.
And one thing I was asked to be mindful of was trauma-informed care,
mm-hmm.
And the idea that, you know, there, you know, youth coming here might have been through some traumatic experiences or mm-hmm. abuse, and it's very important for volunteers to be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been like teaching that to volunteers? Like, how do you teach someone to be mindful of that, and how do you sort of enforce that here?
I think it's the best method is for, you know, we spend a lot of time teaching our staff and we spend a lot of time educating our staff on the way that we are working and the way that we choose to work in a trauma-informed practice or trauma-informed way. And I think because our staff are becoming so knowledgeable about it, our staff are readily and easily available to be able to assist with the volunteers to be able to teach them that. And I think it really is walking the walk. It really is seeing the staff work with the young people and volunteers being able to, volunteers or anybody that's coming into the center, knowing that this is how we work with our youth and this is how we support our youth in the best way possible. And so really it's through those examples of of incidents maybe happening and the staff handling them in a way that really just puts a light on the youth in a strengths-based way. I think that's what hits home the hardest for people that I've seen come in. Like, yeah, I've seen a staff handle that really, really respectfully and really responsibly, and I really seen the benefits that the youth achieved from that and how important they felt and how it was handled in such a respectful and mindful way of the youth's feelings. And so I think that that's a testament to how much we've invested in the staff to be able to feel strong in that approach, because I think it's such a it's such an important way for our overall organization to be practicing. And you know, we spent a lot of time pinpointing it, nailing it down, and saying, yeah, this is how we want to work. We've always worked in a strengths-based way, but really kind of putting a philosophy to it and being able to teach it to our staff. Mm-hmm. So that everybody is on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there always is a staff presence here with anything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was starting working with kids in the open jam on Tuesdays, or teaching like one-on-one music lessons,
mm-hmm.
There's always Tashina or some, or Kizzy, or some member of the board or a member of the staff here, mm-hmm. Just sort of like surveying the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it always really made me very mindful of the fact that I am here working with Anya protocols,
mm-hmm.
and everything that's done has to kind of defer to the board of directors and the staff.
Mm.
So it was very important for me to realize that, like, doing anything here, I have to be thinking of them and their philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really important for us to shine through as an organization that has the open culture that we do, the creative, all I can describe it is an open culture that the staff are all working together. You know, we all have the same kind of values and beliefs and the ability to just know that we're all fighting for the same thing. We're all pushing towards the same thing, which is, you know, training the leaders of tomorrow, which are young people that we're working with, which is empowering our young people to be able to celebrate and elevate their voices. You know, it's those things that we're striving towards. It's those things that are the backbone of what we do here at Anya. And I think that that's felt throughout the whole organization. Whenever we put on an event, or whenever we have a workshop, or anything that's here, it's definitely felt that the youth are the center of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Cheryl, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah.
I think this will make a great interview for our broadcast day.
Awesome. You're welcome.
And so we're at Anya. It's the Urban Native Youth Association on East Hastings. You can find it at unya.bc.ca. Come check it out there. They host some events throughout the year that are open to the public, open invite. Just to come and see what Anya is all about and to possibly get involved as a volunteer or a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for for being here with me today, and thank you for letting me get involved here.
Yeah,
I love it.
For sure. It's always a pleasure to be able to work with volunteers and work with the community to make these programs possible.